Welcome to episode 4. This is me recording on Saturday after FMX. For me personally, FMX was again a success, mostly due to the people I've met, old colleagues and friends and acquaintances, and also meeting new people and meeting a few online acquaintances and friends for the first time in person, which is always nice to put a face and a real-life character to the people in a chat room. The FMX itself, the program, was a little bit less interesting than last year, I'd say. But for me, it's, I've noticed as I've returned to FMX, each year the interest in the actual program gets lower and lower, while the joy of meeting people increases proportionally. So, but that's not to say the program was bad. Quite the opposite. All the people I've met who have never visited FMX before all said they absolutely love it, and pretty much all of them already booked their hotel room for next year. So that's a big plus. I wasn't able to attend on Friday, which is a bit sad because I missed Phil Tippett, which was equal parts brilliant and eye-opening as far as I've heard. Apparently he went drinking with a colleague on Thursday evening and more or less came to the talk very grumpy and ready to start drinking again, which he like immediately did after the talk, and then ranting on about him not being well, about him not really enjoying the industry anymore, I guess one could say. My friends who were able to attend basically boiled it down to never meet your heroes. That, and also I missed the Avengers screening in the evening, which supposedly was great fun. But then again, I got to see the recital of my son, which, as a parent, that's hard to beat. So there's that. Next week, I'm hopefully able to finish up the release version of VR Scene GUI and then finally release it on the site and on Paddle for sale. But let's see how that goes. I mean, the app itself is almost there, as far as I can tell. Help documentation still needs a little bit of work, and I need to record an introductory video showing the app and the benefits of the app. I also wanted to schedule a call with Ian, who is a professional writer, so he can give me a little bit of advice on how to best position the app, maybe polish up my website copy a little bit. And that's, I think that's it, and that should be doable next week, I hope, so I can finally start introducing people to what they've missed, because I think it's really a neat little application that has come about. Alright, so I'm gonna quit this before I reach the 5-minute mark. I wish everyone listening, which is probably just me in the edit afterwards, a good weekend, and hear you in a few days.